This is Your Call. I'm Rose Aguilar, and now we are going to talk about California's warm line. This is a state issue, but again, another very important mental health line. It's a 24/7 peer-led line that helps to prevent an estimated 14,000 ER visits every year. Since 2019, the Warm Line has responded to over 500,000 calls, texts, and chats from people seeking help for a wide range of challenges, including anxiety, depression, and substance use. Without renewed funding, the California Warm Line could be shut down on July 1st. The Mental Health Association of San Francisco is encouraging people to contact California Governor Gavin Newsom, who's actually talking about the budget right now, and their state senator and assembly member, and urge them to support the $20 million annual funding request for the next three fiscal years. Joining us is Mark Salazar, Executive Director of the Mental Health Association of San Francisco. Hi, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Rose. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. I should say that the Warm Line's number is 855-600-9276. So, Mark, at a time when this line is needed more than ever, why is the Warm Line, why could it possibly shut down on July 1st without renewed funding? What's going on?
It's like you said, the funding has a sunset law mechanism built in it to end on June 30th of this fiscal year. And so if the governor and the state leaders do not continue funding effectively July 1st, we run out of funding. And as an organization, you know, we're quite a small organization outside of the Warm Line, we just can't sustain it. And I think earlier you mentioned about the 500,000 calls since 2019. We actually are now reaching above 650 wow. plus thousand since then. And so it just continues to grow and grow. And, you know, this is a line that's essential and needed for so many folks.
Can you talk about how the Warm Line differs from 988?
Yeah, it's more of a preventative approach. So an upstream approach, we try to help folks before they get into crisis or needing to call 911 or go to ER. And so they call us way in advance. Yes, they may talk about, you know, suicide and may get into crisis, but we are there to talk to them and kind of de-escalate the situation. Roughly about only 1% of those calls actually go into crisis. So, you know, that's what we think is a great difference. The additional difference is that it's staffed by peer counselors. So these are individuals who identify as having similar or close lived experience to callers.
One of your counselors said, "No one is immune. In my 7 months on the Warm Line, I've seen that anyone can face mental health challenges. We've supported people from all walks of life, doctors, therapists, artists, students. My goal is to be there for anyone who needs us." Mark, can you talk about what changes you've seen in terms of what people are talking about on the line? Because we've been doing this series on health and cancer and loss over the past couple of months, and so many of us are dealing with something with our family, with our circle. And then we've got work challenges, family challenges, and then the politics on top of that. So many of us are dealing with a lot right now. We're greatly affected about what is happening in this country, seeing people deported so easily. I mean, just the last segment we did, to think that the Trump administration wants to completely get rid of the 988 suicide lifeline for LGBTQ plus youth. It's just, it's such a tough time right now. And these lines are so crucial.
Yes. I mean, you know, a lot of the callers since the election, a lot of the calls have talked about social upheaval and the changes at the federal level where, you know, specific communities are being targeted and being kind of isolated. And that's what we're really seeing. And that has led to, you know, more conversations. I mean, you know, from COVID-19, loneliness had become one of those high high volume calls, but now this continued uptick even more. right? People don't want to step outside. People don't know who to talk to. And so that's what we're seeing at this stage. It's really about political and social upheaval happening. And then you add to that the economic changes that's happening as well, and that folks are now feeling the pressure of housing, cost of living, and those things are really just mounting. And so taking away a line like this will leave a lot of folks who cannot afford a therapist once a week, right? Or even once a month. They have to pay bills. And so a lifeline, a support line like this that's free and accessible to anyone in the state, is something that could endanger the 40,000 calls that we get now on a monthly basis.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is releasing his revised budget as we speak. What are you hearing from politicians in Sacramento?
So we have a lot of support in the Assembly and the Senate. We have champions. We have, the senators and assembly members kind of signing on supporting the bill. At this stage, it really is, I think, for the governor to take leadership on this issue with, like your previous caller with the LGBTQ line, the federal government is just kind of slashing everything. And we as California, the fourth largest economy in the world need to kind of show what it is to be a supportive or like a supportive state, a state that cares for everyone, not this austerity that we're seeing all over this country right now. And the conversations are commitments to the warm line, but what we've seen is we haven't seen anything. I'm looking at the budget myself, and I got the general outline summary, and I don't see the warm line. So right now it's concerning for me, but I'm still waiting on the details and if there is even anything in that line or in the kind of governor's pay revise.
CalMatters reports that the California budget is $12 billion in the red amid Trump tariffs and rising costs. So, what can people do, given that Newsom is talking right now about the budget?
Yeah, I mean, we have a website, savethewarmland.org, if people can sign on our petition. There's also other ways to do to kind of participate. They can email. We have an automated emailing system to help get their voices to their representatives at the Assembly and the Senate. They also have information on how to get into contact with the governor's office. So if people could visit savethewarmland.org, if they could lend us their support and their voice to continue this life-saving program, we would truly appreciate it.
And you're urging politicians and the governor to support the $20 million annual funding request for the next 3 fiscal years.
Yes, we roughly have doubled in call volume. So last year at the same time period, we were seeing about 12 to 15,000 calls, and then over the year it jumped to about 20 to 25 at the end of the calendar year of 2024, and then in the last 2 months alone that actually jumped volume to 40,000. And our capacity is between 25,000 to 30,000 a year or a month, and we just can't maintain those calls or those contacts. And again, the one of the differences, people actively choose to call the warm line. They're not calling, 911 or 988. They would prefer this service over any other. And so this is why this line is essential, because they would not know who to turn to, or they have been kind of basically burned by other systems. So losing these 40, we expect to see even 500,000 calls per year. So losing this service is going to really devastate various communities and thousands of individuals throughout the state.
Well, like you said, we did a show about mental health last week and heard from people who have a hard time finding a therapist. One of our callers changed jobs, and along with that, in this country, that means you usually change health insurance, and his therapist wouldn't take his new health insurance. So people are really dealing with a lot. And as you said, Mark, 77% of warm line callers believe that using this line reduces the likelihood of them needing to call crisis services such as 911, suicide prevention, or hospitals. So if you're talking about getting down to just money, this is really saving the state money, because if people didn't have the warm line, they would call 911 or 988 or maybe go to the ER. I mean, you have data on this.
Yeah, that's exactly it. When we did a survey of our callers last year, about 15% of total calls have said if the warm line wasn't there, they would call 911 or end up being an inpatient, using inpatient services. And we calculated that that's about 14,000 plus calls per year. You know, given that an inpatient or ER visit can cost thousands of dollars, we've estimated that just by using the warm line, we save ER visits by roughly $30 to $50 million a year. And then when you extrapolate those folks that actually become patients, right? They become admitted. That's another $30 to $40 million a year. So on a yearly basis, we estimate that we could be saving, you know, we're saving the state between $90 to $100 million. What I tell folks is that imagine 14,000 new patients just arrive in the mental health care system. Imagine what it'll do to an already thinned out, overburdened system. And as I mentioned earlier, the calls are now just continuing to grow and grow. And so, you know, you can imagine for yourself, you know, that 15% gets higher and higher. And so, like you said, just on economic, just in an economic standpoint, we're saving the state money, you know, near $100 million per year. And we're asking for a fifth of that, right? And we're hoping that, you know, at the end of the budget cycle, that somehow that conversation makes it there, that we're saving dollars rather than costing.
It's such a shame, Mark, when you think about it, that California, one of the largest economies in the world, more millionaires and billionaires than any state in the country. It would be such a shame to lose a line like this. To think that we're talking about 20 million. It's the annual funding request for the next three fiscal years, that this just really helps people. What is the deadline here? I mean, now that Governor Newsom is talking about his budget, what's next for you all?
Yeah, so we're going to continue our efforts. I mean, we haven't seen the details. Sometimes the funding is embedded in the details, and so we're waiting on the details. Right now, based on what I understand, if there's no funding, we would have to continue the effort in our campaign, you know, try to meet with more folks at the assembly and at the legislature. But we also have to now prepare for the potential closure of it, right? Mm. So informing the, you know, I think this year alone, about 20 to 25,000 individuals that call in, that have just called in, that we may have to shut down. That also means 150 to 200 individuals who have found a way to make a living, to share their experience as a way to help others, may potentially lose their roles and jobs as well. And so it's kind of a, you know, it's a domino effect at this stage. And then, like I mentioned earlier, you know, 14,000 of those calls will end up in the healthcare system, just kind of stretching out what's already overburdened.
Well, we'll continue to follow this, Mark, and we'll have you back. Mark Salazar is Executive Director of the Mental Health Association of San Francisco. They run the Warm Line. They are working to save the Warm Line. The number is 855-600-9276. And you can sign the petition, savethewarmline.org. Thanks so much for joining us, Mark.
Thank you, Rose.
Thank you. And thank you for joining us. I'm Rose Aguilar. It's your call.